It's one of the best, son.
I'm going to stay real close to you all day long.
And that's just where I want you.
Well, wait a minute.
Where are you going, dear?
It's Sam, my frog. I'm sort of his father, so today he ought to be with me.
When we got married, I'll bet you never dreamed that in 10 years we'd be the grandparents of a frog. Thank you, Alice. Henry, I know you must have had a wonderful day.
It was the best Father's Day I've ever had.
From the time we got up this morning, Dennis hasn't left his father's side for 1 minute.
He even came into the bathroom and gave me a hug while I was shaving.
Well, you're a lucky man to get so much affection, Mitchell.
And you should have seen the swell dinner we had. All his favorite stuff to eat.
Oh, what did you have?
Hot dogs and 3 kinds of ice cream.
That's your favorite food?
Well, only on Father's Day.
Fortunately, Dennis happens to like the same thing. That does work out well.
Well, it's easy to see, Mitchell. You enjoyed yourself.
I certainly did. As a matter of fact, I enjoyed myself so much, I've decided to take tomorrow off and rest up a bit.
You know, I wish I could look forward to a pleasant day tomorrow. I'm afraid mine may be rather unpleasant.
Is something wrong, Mr. Wilson?
I'm being faced with a lawsuit. You know that disagreeable old fellow who lives over on Maple Street, Old Man Hatch?
Well, I've seen him, but I don't really know him.
No one knows him. He's such an ornery old cuss, he wouldn't answer you if you spoke to him. What's he suing you for?
Well, he claims that he was over in the park yesterday, and our little dog, Fremont, came along and bit him in the leg.
Boy, he sure did.
Well, how do you know?
I saw him do it.
You actually saw Fremont bite him?
Yes, sir. I was playing in the park with Fremont, and I threw a stick near where Old Man Hatch was sitting on a bench. And that's when Fremont did it.
Oh, dear.
Well, that does look bad. Hatch is sending his lawyer to talk to me tomorrow.
I can't understand dear little Fremont biting anyone.
I don't think he would have if Old Man Hatch hadn't kicked at him first.
Old Man Hatch kicked at Fremont?
Sure. Kicks at every dog he sees.
Well, if Fremont did it in self-defense, that's a point in your favor.
Yes. Dennis, will you tell the lawyer tomorrow just what you saw? It may help me.
You bet I will, Mr. Wilson.
You're a good boy, Dennis. George, we better be going.
Oh, you're right, Martha. I believe in the old saying, there are two things that shouldn't stay in the house too long. Fish and company.
Oh, you're never company to us, Mr. Wilson. We hate to see you leave. Well, that's very sweet of you, Alice.
Great Scott, what's this?
Oh, the present I gave Dad for Father's Day. Isn't it swell?
Dennis, I've seldom seen a more handsome hat.
Come on, Dad. Show him how good you look in it.
Well, I...
Yes, do model it for us, Henry.
Oh, by golly, Mitchell, it suits you to a T.
I picked it out myself.
I envy you, Mitchell, I really do. Means a lot to have a fine boy who gives you such nice presents.
It sure does.
Bye-bye.
Later. Bye-bye. Oh, Mr. Wilson certainly got a kick out of hearing the details of my Father's Day.
Yes, he did. It's too bad he never had children of his own.
Yes, he's missed a lot of pleasure. And some remarkable presents.
Well, of course, not everyone can be as lucky as you are, dear.
I got a swell idea, Ma. I know just what I'm gonna do tomorrow. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Good heavens, Dennis. What are you doing here at this hour? Do you realize it's barely 6 o'clock?
Happy Father's Day, Mr. Wilson.
Happy what?
This is your special Father's Day. I've decided to have one just for you.
But why?
Because you never had a boy of your own. So today, I'm going to be your boy and stay with you every minute and do all kinds of things for you, just like I did for Dad yesterday. And here's your present. Dad says he wants you to have it.
George.
Sit down and I'll put it on for you. Would you like some more toast, Mr. Wilson? Sorry, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Dennis.
If you change your mind, just let me know. I'm here to help you today.
Imagine having a Father's Day of your very own, George. I can't get over it.
I may not either.
Would you like some more coffee, Mr. Wilson?
No, thank you.
If you were drinking what Dad had for breakfast yesterday, I bet you'd want some more of it.
What was he having, dear?
Root beer. On Father's Day, that's his favorite.
Where are you going, George?
To get the morning paper. I was up so early this morning, it hadn't been delivered yet.
I'll get it for you, Mr. Wilson.
That won't be necessary, Dennis.
I bought Daddy's paper yesterday. Now sit down and let me bring yours.
Dennis, I'm quite capable of picking up my own newspaper.
Thank you. Now, he usually throws it out about...
Here it is.
Dennis, now look what you've done. You've ruined my paper.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. No, but don't worry. I'll go over to my house and get our newspaper for you. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Wilson.
Happy, happy.
Martha, I tell you, my nerves won't stand it. Now, I know Dennis's intentions are good, but that boy has got to stay home.
Now, you're not being very fair to the boy, dear. You're ready to throw him out now. But you'll want him back later to testify for you when the lawyer comes.
When my mental welfare is at stake, I... Oh, you're right, Martha. Oh, I won't spoil Dennis's Father's Day for him. He can stay right by my side every minute.
Even after the lawyer leaves?
Why, of course. You don't think I'm just being nice because I want a favor? Why, what sort of a man do you take me for?
The same kind you've always been. Real cute.
Cute.
Hi, Dad.
Morning, Dennis.
How soon will we be through with the paper?
Well, I just started, son. Why?
Well, today's Mr. Wilson's Father's Day, and I want to take it to him.
Well, wouldn't it be a better idea to bring Mr. Wilson his own paper?
I tried to, but it sort of got ripped.
I see. Well, you can have this just as soon as I've finished.
Could you finish faster if I turn the pages for you?
Look, Dennis, this idea of your giving Mr. Wilson a Father's Day is fine. I'm all for it. But, well, when I'm having my coffee in the morning, I like something to read. It's a habit.
Yeah. Be right back, Dad. Here, Dad.
What's that?
A book. If you want something to read, you can read this, and I'll take the paper over to Mr. Wilson, okay? Thanks, Dad.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling in.
You've just been brainwashed by corporate propaganda?
My family just doesn't understand my newfound vegetarianism.
You don't want friends with salad.
But nature's not our enemy.
Well, surely you agree we can do without her.
It is the fetid stench of corruption that hangs in the air. Don't lower yourself to the level of the mug.
The Simpsons, weeknights at 7, Fox 8.
In a time of evil, where suffering thrives. The power of the spirit survives.
Must look in your heart for the answer.
And the legend is born.
We'll fight, if you'll show us how.
With the strength to resist the dark.
The feeling is impossible to describe.
And the courage to protect the future.
I know exactly what I must do.
The Legend of William Tell. Tonight, 7:30, Fox Kids.
Wednesday.
I'm growing up, and I'm becoming a woman. And you're all missing it.
Private Lives.
I want to know where you go at night.
And Private Lies.
Are you in some kind of trouble?
Everybody has their secrets.
Get
out of here, Bailey.
But only some can tear a family apart.
Are you thinking of splitting us up?
Scott Wolf.
We really, really need your help.
Ned Campbell.
We thought you were missing our debt.
Matthew Fox.
Things do not work around here. They don't work.
Party of Five following 90210 Wednesday 8:30, Fox 8.
Now, you sit over here in your easy chair.
Oh, good. Thank you, Dennis.
Now, you sit over here and read your newspaper.
Oh, all right.
Would you like me to bring you your slippers?
I'm wearing them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice. I'll do something for you. Would you like me to take off your slippers and bring you your shoes?
No, thank you, Dennis. I prefer it this way. Must you?
Oh, sure. This is part of Father's Day. I sat in Dad's lap yesterday, and he read me the funnies.
Oh, I never read the funnies.
You don't?
Oh, well, occasionally I do glance at Little Orphan Annie. But only because she teaches many worthwhile lessons.
Read it to me, huh?
Now today, Little Orphan Annie and her dog Sandy are walking through a dark forest. And Annie says to Sandy, "Jeepers, it's scary out here. I hope we aren't lost." And Sandy says, "Arf!"
Boy, you'd make a swell dog, Mr. Wilson. Even better than Dad. Do it again, will you? Aren't we having a swell Father's Day, Mr. Wilson?
Well, yes, Dennis, we really are. Now,
Henry, can you come help me in the kitchen a minute, please?
Sure, honey, what's the matter?
Oh, those darn ice trays are stuck again. I'm trying to defrost the refrigerator.
Really, relax, I'll be right there.
Thank you.
Nothing to it. It's just a matter of applying a little pressure in the right spot and an ice tray's got to give.
Oh, Henry, you are a genius.
Well, let's just say I'm smarter than the average ice tray.
What have you got in this thing, anyhow?
Just tobacco and grass.
Grass?
Yeah, I fell down with it in the front yard, but I couldn't find all the tobacco. You sure do look like a dad with that pipe. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Wilson. That sure was a good lunch, Mrs. Wilson.
Thank you, Dennis. But, George, you hardly ate a thing.
Well, I'm worried about that confounded lawsuit, Martha. It takes a man's appetite away.
Oh, it may not be as bad as you think, dear. I don't see how little Fremont could have really hurt that man.
I don't know. He sure hollered awful loud.
Oh, fine.
Now, you mustn't just give up, George. Mr. Hatch has hired a lawyer. Shouldn't you have some legal advice?
But, Martha, lawyers are so expensive, even the cheap ones.
What about your friend Judge Hayworth? Couldn't he at least advise you?
Why, of course, Judge Hayworth. Why, that's a splendid idea, Martha. Best legal mind in town, and he won't charge me a nickel.
Boy, he's really cheap.
Hello. Is Judge Hayworth in, please? George Wilson calling. Martha, I feel better already. Hello, Judge. George. How's every little thing in court? Well, I have a little problem. I thought you might help me with it. Well, now, this man claims that my dog bit him.
Oh, well, yes, he did bite him.
Boy, I'll say he did. Wow!
But the man started it. He tried to kick my dog. The man wasn't on my property.
It was in the park. Tell him it was in the park.
Let's not bother Mr. Wilson.
No. It happened across the street in the park. What? No, the dog wasn't on a leash. Oh, I see. Thank you, Judge.
Well?
Well, I should have called a doctor.
A doctor? Why?
According to the judge, I'm fractured. Oh, I'll probably have to settle with Hatch.
I'm sorry, dear. Why don't you lie down over there and have a nice nap?
Well, now, I'd love to, Martha. But how? How can anyone take a nap around here?
Oh, that's easy, Mr. Wilson. Dad takes naps all the time. All you have to do is lie down on the divan, loosen your necktie, kick off your shoes, and go to sleep like this. Can do it.
Yes, George, go ahead. I have to go downtown right away on a lot of errands. And Dennis, you can come along and help me.
Oh, I'd like to help you out, Mrs. Wilson, but I'll be too busy doing things for Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, you've done enough for me to last me all my life. Now you run along and have fun. Just be sure he gets back here when that lawyer comes, Martha.
What time is he coming?
Well, he's going to call. I don't know what time. I'm going to need Dennis. Oh, dear. Better let Dennis stay here, I guess.
Well, try and get some rest, dear.
All right, Martha. Now, Dennis, I really would like to get some rest. So if you want to make this a good Father's Day for me, you'll be very, very quiet. Okay?
I'll be real quiet.
Good.
I'll just whisper. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, don't just stand there staring at me. Go sit down someplace.
Okay. Aren't you, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, yes, I am.
Would you like me to sing to you? You're kind of big to rock, but I can sing to you.
Oh, what's the use? Oh, Fremont, get off the couch here. You take him, will you, Dennis? Oh! Hello? Who? Oh, you must be old man Hatch's, Mr. Hatch's attorney. Well, that's as good a time as any, I suppose. I'll be expecting you. Goodbye.
Was that the man that Fremont beat in the legs, lawyer?
Yes. Now, look, Dennis, you're my witness on this, and I want you to tell that lawyer exactly what happened. Now, let's go over it a little first.
Okay.
Now, you're sure that Fremont actually did take a nip at this man, are you?
Did he? You should have seen him. I thought he was going to tear a leg off.
Where is that? Hey, Greg!
He grabbed old man Hatch by the leg and chunked out.
Okay, all right. Just forget the colorful details. Let's just have the facts.
Yes, sir.
Now, you threw a stick for Fremont, and this man kicked at him, right?
Yes, sir, and Fremont let out a roar. Didn't you, Fremont? And then he went and asked him. He was like a lion. Grr! 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 He bare his fangs and tore right in there.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Dennis. Fremont's fangs are about that long. Here, look.
Yeah, and they're mighty sharp, too. Ask old man Hatch. The way he went limping off after Fremont hit him.
Oh, Dennis, stop that, for heaven's sake. Now, look. If the man hadn't kicked at Fremont, he wouldn't have bitten him, would he?
Oh, no, sir. Fremont's a swell little dog. He likes everybody.
Good. Now, that's what I want you to tell the lawyer when he gets here. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I can talk him out of this some way. I hope so, because...
Why don't you go talk Mr. Hatch out of it? He's the one that got bit.
I can't. Old man Hatch won't even talk to me on the phone.
Well, maybe if you went
now,
to see
look,
him...
Now, Dennis, I have got to get some rest before that lawyer gets here. Now, you sit on the front steps and watch for him, okay? I'll rest a while. Goodbye.
Sure.
He lives way over past my house. Why?
Well, I'm going to do something for good old Mr. Wilson. And you can come with me. Come on, I'll tell you all about it on the way.
Robert Young and Jane Wyatt are the wise and understanding parents of three children growing up in small-town America. Father Knows Best is next. Friday, get a fine fix of fun on Fox 8.
I don't look too much like a roll of lifesavers.
Yes, but the flavor goes on and on.
Over five fantastic nights.
Fran, find the nanny.
Laugh yourself silly.
Unwanted dirt just slides right off.
With five times Miss Fine.
Miss Fine! Miss Fine! Miss Fine!
Get excited. Yay! With the nanny. Five nights, Monday to Friday, 6:30, Fox 8.
How do you do, Mr. Wilson?
Come in.
Thank you.
You must be Mr.
John McCrae, attorney at law. I'm representing Mr. Hatch.
Well, I hope he won't be too unreasonable about this, because I...
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, we do have a case, however. Now, you admit your dog did bite my client, do you, Matt?
Well, I understand he sort of took a nip at him.
I believe there was a witness. A young lad, Dennis Mitchell.
Oh, yes, Dennis. He's right out here. I can tell you exactly how it happened. Dennis! That. Under my feet all day, and now when I need him, he's disappeared.
Oh, I don't think we'll have any problems, Mr. Wilson. You see, my client does not want to take you to court at all.
Oh, well, good.
Unless he has to. You see, he hopes that you and I will be able to work out an amicable settlement. Now, he feels that $500 would be a proper amount.
$500? Why, that's absolutely ridiculous, Mr. McCrae. He kicked my dog. Can't we talk this thing over? Get Mr. Hatch on the phone. Maybe $100.
All right, sir. Yes, sir, I'll tell him.
Well, what did he say?
He will settle the claim for $200. That is his bottom figure.
Well, of all of... Well, he's a pirate, that's what he is. A dirty old pirate.
Wilson, now this is my first experience with Mr. Hatch, and I will admit he can be a bit difficult, but pirate... That is a very strong word, sir.
Well, by golly,
Mr. Wilson, guess what?
Oh, Dennis, now, for heaven's sake, don't bother me now.
But we like him.
Dennis, I don't want you to tell me anything. Now, be quiet, both of you. Well, what was I saying? Oh, yes. I was saying that old man Hatch is a dirty old pirate, McCrae, and you may quote me.
Regardless of what you may think of him personally, the fact remains that he was bitten by your dog on the right leg between the ankle...
That's the one. Yeah, the right leg. That's just the wooden one.
Will you? What did you say?
Mr. Hatch's right leg. Where Fremont bit him, it's a wooden leg.
Yeah, what?
Are you sure?
Yeah. We were just over to see him and he was washing his car.
And his pant legs were rolled up. And he's got a wooden leg. Delightful. You want to go see it?
That dirty old pirate. Believe me, I knew absolutely nothing about this. I sincerely apologize.
And I think you should, Mr. McRae. Goodbye, sir. Well, Dennis, you've saved me a substantial sum of money. Just sit right down here. I'd like to do something for you in return. What do you want?
Well, let's see. I know. Show Tommy here how good you can bark like a dog.
Yes, I... Oh, you mean... Well, my special Father's Day is over. He's your boy again. But I don't mind telling you, I hate giving him back.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, there's nothing we'd rather hear you say. Really, Alice, it was a day that George and I will never forget.
I'll never forget it either. Boy, you should have seen the swell dinner we had. And you know what Mr. Wilson's favorite food is? Hamburgers and three kinds of pie.
Only on Father's Day, of course.
Oh, it tasted great. I may have it every day. Well, Martha, so we better be heading for home. It's probably close to Dennis's bedtime.
Dennis, thank you for making us both very happy today. You're a fine boy.
Mr. Wilson, that suits you to a T.
Thank you, Mitchell. I expect to get a lot of wear out of it.
Good night.
Good night, Mr.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh. Well, I have never seen Mr. Wilson in such good spirits before.
Well, having his own Father's Day has sort of perked him up.
I just had another swell idea, Dad.
What's that, son?
Father's Day's is the best fun of all. So why don't you stay home tomorrow, and I'll have another special one for you.
Thanks for the thought, son, but let's wait till next year, huh?